Back here on the second guest show, Mike D'Antilia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bob, let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Hurley. Hurley, you in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hurley, what you got? Hurley one, two,
Hurley
three.
Hurley once, Hurley twice, all right.
He's taking a nap.
I know you wanted to talk about how the difference was with the chain gang. And now they throw it to the booth when it's a closed deal to measure. But it take them so long, man, it's almost like you're waiting for a stop sign to go green.
Well, the thing is,
light never turns.
If you're utilizing technology, then you can't be slower.
than what it was before.
Yeah, I mean, if they get it right, and, you should be able to get it like we always look at that beam in tennis. You're watching a tennis match, and you can tell. No, the ball hit the line or didn't hit the line. No, and the balls would sometimes go over 100 miles an hour. Umpires can miss calls.
Yeah, you can make a mistake.
Yeah, but either it's in or out. But I think it's all about the process. You got to be fast-paced. No matter, that's why when you look at Major League Baseball, what I think now we've accepted is the pitch count. You can't be scratching your butt and going out the batter's box and all that. End up saving 20, 25 minutes by doing that. And you look at the technology, they have it. So if the NFL wants to get it right, like it's a first down or not a first down, it can't be a long process. It has to be, okay, you should be able to do it now. And then
Bob, I saw it in numerous games over the weekend. It took them forever.
Well, that's ridiculous.
To make that call. It took them a long time.
Until they get that right, then they don't need to utilize that. They need to go back to the credit card. You know what I mean? That was ridiculous. I think the official did that for show, to mark it. Mike, remember that between the ball and the chain and stuff? So
yeah.
That was almost comical.
They got to perfect that particular part of the game, though.
You can't slow down the game.
No.
You're going to have the advertising. You're going to have commercials and all that.
And I get that's what preseason's for, to do it. Just like they call certain things a little closer. To me, I get the initiate contact on the safety. But come on, you can't tell me that wasn't a safety.
Yeah, because the momentum is where's forward progress? He got hit on the 1 foot line, and then he ended up in the end zone. I don't know if you look at that finished tackle. To me, that's a old school, new school. That's an everyday school safety, and we could have been winning 2-0. What's crazy in that stadium? You look at the Chargers in the regular season. I think it was on a punt with Taysom Hill, bad snap, whatever. He blocked it, whatever, and it went out the end zone. We scored 2 points then. So we were able to get like a baseball score against the Chargers with those two runs. But I don't know. That was a safety to me. But, Mike, that's a cat who, if you look at what he's done now in a Saints uniform.
Right. He's the right player in the right position.
So, Mike, he's been maybe the more not recognizable Northern Iowa player. Trevor Penning, we want him to produce. Look where you were drafted. But you look at Christian Boyd now going in his second year. Mike, what are we drafting? I think it's sixth round pick, but from Northern Iowa. Mike, he had nice stats. If you look at his contribution, he ended up with a tackle, one unassisted tackle. He had a sack, he had a quarterback hurry, and had a tackle for a loss. So you look when you're taking notes, the only other lineman that hung with him as far as numbers was an old Charger that Brandon Staley trusts. Chris Rump.
Now, Jonah Williams was another very active guy along that defensive line. Yeah, he was a pretty active guy, but
right.
Rump, a couple times, you could see he was sort of over-anxious, and he got called for a penalty. But Rump is a player that might be a good fit team and part of a rotation.
Yeah, with Brandon Staley, what we're doing, Mike, he ended up with a sack, a quarterback hurry, one quarterback hurry, a tackle for a loss. And I took notes on him in practice. So he was actually, that looks like a quarterback sack. He was getting it to the quarterback. Now, they don't take him to the ground. But he was doing that actually in practice, and he transferred that into the real game against his old team. And this is going in his fifth year, and Brandon Staley, trusted him on that.
And I was telling you, the crazy thing about Rumpf is I scouted his dad, who was a linebacker out of South Carolina. He kind of bounced around the NFL, got into coaching.
Is his dad coaching?
He's the defensive line coach at Clemson today.
Whoa.
His dad.
Who's playing the LSU Fighting
Tigers. Playing LSU game one. But Chris Rumpf, his dad, is actually the defensive line coach at Clemson. He went to South Carolina, so you know he knows the area real well. And, boy, he got two guys there, Peter Woods and T.J. Parker, that can flat-out play. Well, LSU got their hands full in game one with them two guys.
Now, to go off on in that regard, you know, we're talking Saints, but look at LSU. The Associated Press poll came out. Mike, Clemson got, I want to say, three or four first-place votes. So, like, we ranked ninth. LSU's ranked ninth, and Clemson's, like, fourth. I think they're a solid fourth, whether it's the coaching poll or the AP.
My thing is,
it's gonna be enough, Mike. If we win at Dead Valley Junior, like Coach Kelly called it, that's gonna be an upset.
I mean, I agree.
And it has nothing to do whether we're gonna make the postseason or not. We just want to get off to a good start because we have not done that. We don't want it to be 5 years in a row that we don't win the opening game.
I think LSU is gonna be Clemson's toughest opponent in the regular season. And Clemson's going to be LSU's toughest opponent
that's a great
in the regular season.
That's a great point.
And they square off week one. There ain't no preseason there. Well, you're just having to play.
Well, the LSU offensive line better pack a lunch. They better because
Nuss better get rid of that football and fast.
Well, you got to help Nuss out a little bit, but you got to run the ball. You can't just pass every play.
Well, I hope they can run it better than they did a year ago.
Yeah, because you can't let any defensive player, you can't let them pin their ears back and they just hell bent for leather. You got to be able to, like, okay, I got to play the run first, not just, okay, I'm going to just attack the quarterback and go on my way to the quarterback, then I'm going to play the run.
Last week we had Pete Jenkins on, and Pete was working with the Alabama defensive line. So Saban tells him, Pete, I'm going to get on the phone, talk Peter Woods into coming to Alabama. He's a legacy guy. His dad went to Alabama.
Okay.
Okay? And he was the number one guy. Target guy for them defensively. So, Pete, man, I gave him a speech and everything. Man, you great here. They got people that can really help you. You can play at the professional level. Pete said within 48 hours he had committed to Clemson. Told him, say, Pete, you lost your touch. He said either that or something else happened. Yeah, the check might have cleared. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. He might have got something in the envelope.
Yeah. But Peter Woods, he's going to be a handful for LSU, and so will T.J. Parker, man, TJ, he is a flash coming off the edge.